Today is a day of self-discovery. So we want to remember we're opening up to heaven. We're opening up to our highest glance. We're opening up to our freedom at last. And so we want to remember with our height, with our freedom, with our glorious incantation of brilliance, is our true nature, is our true circumstance, is our true self-revelation. So we want to remember that we don't need anyone else around us to grow. We don't need anyone else to receive higher. That with just a little willingness, we can show our true light. We can show our true face. We can show our true understanding and the reason for our very birth. So we want to remember to continue to shine. We want to remember to continue to allow that illuminated brilliance to be unleashed, to be revealed, to be expressed. So all of us have inhibitors. In other words, we all came to the planet really beautifully. It's the reason everyone falls in love with babies, because they're shining. Babies are energetically radiant, and we all recognize that. And so we want to remember to take the trouble to say so. What they mean by that is that radiance never left any of us. It's actually inside, waiting to come out, waiting to be expressed, waiting to be self-revealed. So we want to have that feeling of that intense desire. And so that intense desire is to sort of drop what we're doing in the fact that we're not trying to rearrange, like we're not trying to arrange the rest of our life after all. So all of us have been functioning at a one-dimensional reality, and it's like, how can I bring more specialness into my life in one of the convenient areas? They're saying that's what's got to stop. That's what's got to be alerted, because it's like good for the immediate, but it's like dust to dust. Anything that we're clinging to, anything that we're desiring from that lower state, that's actually being expunged. So it's sort of like leaning on something that's got to go. So we want to allow ourselves, so we want to feel that like quickening sensation that it's worth the trouble. The reason they're saying that is there's going to be like a strong gust of wind. Let me explain this. The gust of wind is going to carry you. They don't mean an environmental situation perhaps yet, but what they mean is like your personal circumstances. So you're seeing something backwards, where you're seeing something from the past, where you haven't announced your given strength, meaning you created something, it's in consciousness, it's going to be brought forth you in quick manifestation. And I do mean quick. So there's like a quickening for us to learn. So we want to remember not to avoid it. We're not trying to just get through an argument and make it go away. We're not trying to just get through a busy day to move on. We want to stay as conscious as possible. We want to stay as alert as possible so that we can continue to be self-aware. So back to that pulsation of God's breath. So if I'm seeing something from a false reality, I'm seeing something from a false belief system from long ago, and it's my turn to resurrect, it's my turn to come up higher, it's my turn to examine my brilliance, we want to be willing to be uncomfortable. We want to be willing to let go. We want to be willing, they're saying, to shout it out, most of all, meaning that there is, how would I say this? There's an approach higher, it's the only way I can explain it, that's going to give us the cosmic relief. In English, it's like no longer functioning out of the ego, out of individuated consciousness, out of body consciousness, and instead functioning out of our halo, functioning out of our brilliance, functioning out of our most relief. So when I did that, I suddenly became a tree somehow, and I've got these beautiful branches. So we want to remember that we're growing in ways that are soon to arrive. In other words, we're only looking at our life from side to side. So it's like choice A, choice B. And there's going to be a proper extension being delivered. So it's sort of like choice C is coming in from heaven. And so this is where our linear mind does not know where to go because it doesn't have access to choice C. We want to feel that because the mind does not know the way yet. And so the more that we can allow ourselves to shine back to the sunshine, back to the brilliance, back to the over, how do I say that? Like I'm trying to put words to what they're sharing. And now it kind of feels like that tsunami or tidal wave, but in such an extraordinary positive gesturing. And so what I really get from that is when, to step out of all this, it's sort of like when we cling to the past, or we cling to what we know most of all, or we cling to what we've already decided. That's what I want to say. When we cling to what we've already decided versus what's in our future atmosphere, and of course there's no real future, but it's just like what's being birthed. That's what I want to say. There's an old, like, I have to be right, I already know the right answer. And we want to remember there's a birthing inside of a new excitement, of a new reality, of a new forecast. And so when they're talking about kind of like riding the wave or receiving that pulsation, the more that we allow that birthing and find it to be attractive, and I'm going to finish it right here because this is the important part. Anyone that's ever actually given birth to a child, you want to have strong motivation to go through that process because it's exciting, but you know, it's a little bit of an interesting process. So the excitement is what carries you through, what stirs you most of all. It's sort of like you have that in mind no matter what happens because you know what's coming. And so the more that we can feel that, the more that we can stay enamored by that, focused on that, we're going to learn to ride that like ascension ride with extraordinary measure. And so now we're going from almost like a gopher coming out in springtime, like where's the sun, where's my shadow? So kind of nervous, not sure what's going on, to someone that's like surfing about to win the contest. So strong, courageous, and so that's all of us. It doesn't matter if we're still flushing out fears or stammering or whatever it is. Underneath all that is like a superhero. So you just think of Zeus or Shekmet or Wonder Woman or Wonder Man, like whatever imagery comes to mind. But you want to feel that strength most of all, so you know whatever comes by, you got it. There's a higher authority, there's a higher increase that's soon to decide. And so you're offering that space, you're offering that kindness, you're offering it a place to see so it can properly guide you, because you don't want to keep doing it like yesterday. You don't need any more wars outside or inside. Wartime is over as we will decide, as we will establish that peace that passes all understanding, that Shanti. It's all here waiting for our command. So allow yourselves to be disciplined. When they're saying discipline, they don't mean it as hard as you would think, but they do mean discipleship. So it's like to be a disciple of your higher self, your holy self, whatever words, but we want to start feeling that higher demand rather than, well, as long as everything goes my way, I'm fine. So allow that brilliance to be heard. That brilliance to be heard is that energetic value, that energetic music, that energetic song sheet is soon to be seen. So that energy is being restored in you now. The energy that's being transmitted to everyone. Oh my gosh. It's like they're saying proper conclusion, meaning that you authorize this, you're ready for this, you requested this. We want to remember that everything we receive, It's a co-orchestration. In other words, your higher self, everyone else's higher self, my higher self, we all commanded this. We all gifted this to ourselves. We want to really get that. We want to get our power at last. because all of us are in the process of releasing powerlessness, victimness, victim consciousness, all of those old energies, so that we can remain true, so we can remain decided. The decision is on our higher heart. It's on our awakening. It's our on our ascended status at last. Receive, receive, receive. They're saying with full bells and whistles. I'm not sure who it is, but there's someone that's receiving a glorious package, and for whatever reason, it's like you haven't trekked to the mailbox yet. What I get is it's already been delivered and it's nice inside. I live in condos where it's like a little, like almost like a kiosk thing you have to go to. The reason I'm saying is that's what it feels like. Like, it's not like, oh, it's at the facility and it's gonna come. It's not even that far away. It's like literally in your backyard. It's literally under your nose. You just need to, what would be the word? Like decide you're ready for the good evidence. It's a little bit like once you know you open it up, there's no going backwards. And you kind of know that. And I'll just share this with everyone and then we'll go to our individual messages. But there's truth to that. Because once you know you're gifted or you have awareness of higher teachings, you're held responsible to that. In other words, you don't have as much protection for not knowing because now you do know. So I feel like that's what like is the moment longer of just like short avoidance. What they're trying to say is for whoever that is, if you can feel the quickening already inside you, it really is sort of like finishing up the message in a way. Because they're just saying to say so. They're just saying to open it up. It's like enjoy the party. We're ascending. Like why wait? Why wait a second longer in the drama and the heaviness? So like step on the gas pedal at last. There it is. There you went. Boom. Boom. And for everyone else, we said yes accordingly. So when it's ready for us to step up, that good energy is inside. That's just going to help us say yes that much faster. Oh, so sweet.